It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Compo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Compo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Steve, yeah, listen, I need to talk to somebody about a subscription I had filled down there I had a problem with.
Okay.
I got a prescription for that Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted y'all to give it to me in them hard-to-open bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently somebody down there screwed up and gave me the easy-open ones.
Okay.
We was gone last night out to play bingo, and my dog got into them damn pills while we was gone. Had him a bait of them. And we come home, and a neighbor woman called and said that he was over there on top of his female German Shepherd dog.
What kind of dog took the Viagra?
It was a male, Dachshund.
A little Dachshund jumped on a German Shepherd?
Yes, sir.
That's a good bunch of Viagra there.
I guarantee you, he had him a gut full of it.
Yes, sir. The
little fella's name was Oscar.
Oscar?
Worst part of it, he had the weenie dog. The worst thing about it was the time we got over there to hit him with a water hose and get him off.
Uh-huh.
The little feller had had a heart attack, I guess, and died still attached with the daggum German police.
That's a crisis.
Well, sir. And we got him down there right now to the vet trying to get him separated. It ain't funny.
I know it's not funny.
No, sir. And
pharmacy's a serious business.
Yeah, $100 to, you know, take them apart, and then there's a little place that Oscar clawed up on that dog's back.
Yeah.
Trying to get up there, I reckon.
Yeah. Little Oscar's quite an athlete.
Well, you got that much Viagra in you, by God. You climb Mount Everest to get to it.
That's right. That's right.
Right now, of course, he's more weenie than he is dog.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord of mercy. The vet said it was the first time he's ever seen weenies and kraut like that.
Oh, don't you love vitamin V?
All right, that's my buddy R.D. Mercer and the weenie dog episode. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. We are coming to you live from frigid Fairbanks, Alaska. A little different than where I just came back from here recently. I came back from Yucatan Peninsula down in Mexico, and it's a slight difference there. You know, there's no. I was in the grocery store, the supermarket there, and they don't sell ice scrapers there. I didn't see any ice scrapers. I guess they just don't need them there. But anyway, we had a really nice trip down there, Abby and I, and. My cousin Randy lives down there. He's got a 37-foot boat, twin power cat. It's just beautiful down there. It's nice to get away. You know, I love the summers up here and powered through a bunch of winters. I love the springtime. You know, it's the December, January is always a good time to be elsewhere. So plan on doing some of that. But wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on around this town. Obviously, we're starting to get a little bit of snow. The one thing I tell everybody, people, how do you like retirement? And how do you like, what do you like best about it? And one of the things that I really never realized is when you run a business that's, you can do everything right. You know, you can have the right employees. You can have a great promotional programs, you can have great product like we did with BRP product, Ski-Doo and Can-Am and so forth. But like in the winter, there's one thing you can't control, and that is the snow. And if you don't get snow, it makes for a really, really challenging winter. And, you know, you'll have literally hundreds and hundreds of snow machines pile up in the backyard if it doesn't snow. Because people, if it doesn't snow, their attitude is, well, I'm just going to wait and see if it snows. Or you know, the snow is a emotional factor in purchasing a machine. So that was always the stress you carry from things like the uncontrollable, the weather, It's a big deal, and it's something that now, yeah, I want it to snow. I like going out on snow machines. It's nice for skiers and sledders and everything else. But it's not on the priority list of mine like it used to be. I used to get up in the morning and look at the forecast right away. Hey, there's no snow for the next 10 days here. We're in October. Now we're heading into November. And that's pretty stressful when you're responsible for 14 people in their, and you know, in the business and all that goes with it, especially the amount of inventory that the manufacturers force you to buy in the last few years. They get pretty predatory about that. So that was probably the single biggest relief for me, as my stress level has dropped. The stress you carry that you don't even know you're carrying it. They always say stress is the number one killer. So, I might get an extra 6 months out of my life this now. So, anyway, I recently turned 65, so I'm on Medicare, which is a kind of a change for me from being on private health insurance. I haven't got my Part D yet. I've got to do that because I went in to get some meds at the pharmacy and I didn't have my Part D card. They go, oh, you're gonna have to pay for this. I go, what? I thought the stuff was almost free when you're in and we paid for it your whole life, paid for the program. But so I'm working on that. It's a lot of new stuff for me to absorb and learn about. But that's all what's going on. Hey, one of my favorite football players, and I'm a Niner fan, but one of my favorite football players was not a 49er, but what I consider one of the most competitive football players ever that I watched play in my lifetime, and that was Brett Favre. Played for the Packers for many years. I really liked watching him play. He was a guy that would play hurt, would want to be in every single play. Had some amazing games over his career, but I kind of followed some of his recent comments, and he's talking about he's kind of been ripping the NFL recently for their choice of Bad Bunny, the rapper, for the Super Bowl halftime show. And I'd never heard of Bad Bunny. I don't follow rap at all. I keep waiting for it to die off. I thought it would do it a year or two after it started. I'm not a rap guy. I just don't like it. But Favre, he was talking about the issue during a recent podcast he had and who should have been selected instead of this Puerto Rican rapper. He said he'd pick someone maybe like Jason Aldean or someone that loves the country and that everybody could relate to. And I think that's important. He said, like, Jason Aldean right now is a big patriot and has a great voice. He likes George Strait, you know, old school stuff like I do. I always liked Hank Williams Jr., but he got in trouble for some, I don't know, if I can't remember what their anti-Semitic comments or something. But Favre was saying there's a lot of choices out there. He said he remembered when Whitney Houston sang the national anthem and he was blown away. He said, if you didn't have tears in your eyes watching that one, there's something wrong with you. But I like that Favre comes out, and I'm the same way. I don't even watch the halftime music part anymore. I haven't watched it probably since, I can't remember. It might have been since Hank Jr. was on there. I'll go get a beer and chat with friends on the other side of the room. I just can't get into it. It's just not the kind of music I relate to, and I just can't imagine it's the kind of music a majority of Americans relate to. So who chooses them, I don't know. But Favre had said, he envisioned a national anthem and the halftime show. Those are two different things, but it really got to him when they selected this guy. And I don't know, it's nice to hear it from a guy who I really respected his career, you know, his work ethic and everything else. He's an old farm boy. I tell you what, we had a chance to him and Jerry Rice hunt together. And a few years ago, we got a call from an agent who was a former 49er who handled the traveling and the hunting plans for those two, for Favre and Rice. And they called us. They heard about our place on the river, and they were interested. And they said, would you be interested in having these guys up to your hunting camp? I said, absolutely. I said, I'm a big fan of both of them. And they wound up last minute change. We didn't get that far into it, but they were asking about where it is and how far from town and all that stuff. And so that invite's still open if those guys want to come up and go hunting. I was a big fan of both of those. Rice, of course, played for the 49ers for many years. Anyway, that's something that'd be a lot of fun to share stories. Probably bring a football up there, throw a football around a little bit on a sandbar. It'd be kind of fun. But anyway, Favre was he was pretty adamant about this, denouncing the NFL and for this choice. He said right after the headliner, the football fans began circulating photos of the rapper in women's clothing, and he's going, you know, that just doesn't represent, I think, the average NFL football fan. I don't know anything about this bunny fellow, Bad Bunny. I don't know. Is it a guy? Is it a gal? It's a guy. It's a guy. Anyway. Yeah. I'm getting some input. I just don't know. But people that defend, you know, they defend that. And what's it? Benito Antonio Martinez Oscalato. Oscalo is the real name of this Bad Bunny. And he was criticized for refusing to stand for God Bless America during a Yankees game. And this is the guy you picked to sing at the halftime show at the NFL. I'm sorry. Anyway, good for Favre. I always liked that guy. Just amazing, that bullet arm. I remember a friend of mine, Mike Helmbrick, was at a game in Oakland when Favre was playing the Raiders. And Oakland is not a friendly place to watch a football game. I think they said the only place worse is Philadelphia. But the Raider fans are, you know, they're pretty nasty. But Mike was in the stands. Mike's a huge Packer fan. And this was the day after Brett Favre's dad died. He had died. And these fans were yelling around Mike about you know, just derogatory things about his dad, of all things. I mean, that tells you they're bad fans. But Favre had the game of his career. He threw 50 and 60-yard bombs right on the money, and they just tore the Raiders up. And so I think he said he dedicated that game to his dad. And I remember Mike was just so happy when he left the game. He said all those fans just really shut up, and they just, you know, Favre put them in their place. But anyway, my team, before we go to the break, my team is not doing well this year. They started out 4-0. Yeah, they're 6-4, I think, right now, or something like that. But they're playing their third string, basically, the 49ers. So they got a rough one. People ask me why I'm a 49er fan, and I tell them it's not because I think San Francisco is such a great city or California is such a great state. In 1972, on KFRB radio in Fairbanks, I was 12 years old, and about 12 is when a kid builds his loyalty to a team. And I became a 49er fan because that was the only live sports in Fairbanks. A lot of you old-timers remember the NFL football games were either 1 or 2 week tape delayed to come here. They tape delayed the football games on TV until I can't remember what year. And then the radio had Pat Summerall or Kurt Gowdy. I think it's Pat Summerall was doing 49er football, and John Brody was a quarterback. Anyway, it goes way, way back. It's, you know, a real fan never switches his colors. So, Jacob, if you're listening, I know the Vikings suck this year. Stick with them, buddy. Don't give up on your team. I'll lose some respect for you if you switch and become a Lions fan or something. He's going to go with Abby. They're going to go watch the Lions and the Vikings live in Minneapolis on Christmas Day. So hopefully they make a game out of it. Vikings beat Lions this year. That's one of the Lions' few losses. But all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back and switch gears a little bit. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Hang in there.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race. And their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, Fairbanks. We are coming to you live from frigid Fairbanks, Alaska. I say frigid because I got back from Mexico recently, and it was, it's just so laid back there. You know, I remember the first time I went to Mexico was 1982. I went with my buddy Johnny Hajdukovic. It's been a couple years out of high school for him, 4 years for me. We went down there, and I remember this vividly. I remember going. We went through L.A. We got to the L.A. airport, and everything there. I mean, all Americans are—they're just moving fast in the airport. They're stressed out. They're yelling. They're moving like at a wicked pace, and they're grabbing their bags and they're yelling at their kids and. And the place was packed. I mean, I think that maybe the first time I was ever in LAX, and probably hopefully the last time. But I remember just feeling like part of that crowd. Like, okay, yeah, we got to, that whole buzz makes you feel like you got to get to your gate quicker, and you got to do this, and you're running around. Then we arrived in Mexico, Johnny and I, and the gals that were with us. We arrived in Mexico, and everything was in slow motion. And I remember we went to this bar that was a pool, where you swim up to the bar. And Johnny and I sat there. It was our first day there. And I think it was just the two of us at the time there. We're at the bar. And we ordered a pitcher of screwdrivers. And, when you're an American, I guess, or you're used to this pace, you expect it to show up pretty quick. Well, I kind of took a look at this bartender. He walked away from the bar, and he walked across the street, and he's had an empty bucket in his hand, and he grabbed a bucket of oranges, a bucket of fresh oranges, picked these oranges. And he comes back, and I'm thinking, hey, Johnny, I think he's making our drinks. Because I told Johnny, I said, where the hell's our drinks? Where's our drinks? I'm thirsty here. I'm in Mexico. I want a fresh screwdriver. And I see these guy comes back into the bar and he throws these oranges in the blender and he whips up this pitcher of screwdrivers, 64 ounce, and sets it in front of us. And he says, $2.80 US. And that was in 1982. I think I put a 20 up there. But it struck me at that point that they are doing it right and we are doing it wrong. No wonder we die of stress. Americans die of stress. I don't think there's ever been a recorded case of a Mexican dying of stress. They're so laid back. And again, at the end of the day, the big question is, what's the rush? What is the big rush? And, you know, granted, there's times that, you know, you need to be efficient with your time. But the stress level that you have, that they don't have over there, everything is just laid back and moves slower. And it's like, okay, I get it. I guess we've been doing it wrong all along. And so anyway, just an interesting concept. I took Spanish in ninth grade from Sister Mildred. Actually got accused of attempted murder that year. I'll tell that story in a second. But we had a Spanish teacher, Sister Mildred, elderly lady. She, ninth grade, taught us Spanish. And, of course, ninth grade is a tough year to teach a language because you're really not into paying attention that much as a nine-year-old male. You got your mind elsewhere. But anyway, she had this big, heavy cassette recorder, must have weighed 40 pounds, that she'd carry in reel to reel. This is how old I am. And this would have been like 1974, I guess, or five, somewhere in there. Anyway, yeah, 75. So we would walk, she would walk in with this heavy thing every morning and set it down and turn it on. And it was, I swore it was in fast motion, but it would speak in Spanish and you'd have, and you, your test, you'd have to repeat what it said. Repitar. I remember that. Repitar. So it would say this high speed stuff. So we knew there was a big test coming up. It was me and Jimmy McGowan and Joe Fantasi. Don't worry, guys. The statute of limitations has run out here. Joe Berglund. And we're on the ground level of a room at ICS or Monroe, at Monroe on Mini, over on Mini Street there. And so we go in early. She sets her tape recorder down. We know we're not ready for the test. So we have this crazy idea. We're going to go in and we're going to we're going to put a note behind the wall socket cover that says out of order. It's the only wall socket in the room, and signed Dick Abel, who was the janitor at the time. And so we start unscrewing this cover and we hear her high heels coming down the hallway. It's like 30 minutes before class. We're the only ones in the room and we can't get out of the room. So we open the window and we hop out the window onto the ground, and she didn't know what was going on. We had just started unscrewing that thing, didn't get a chance to put the note in. And she sent us, she goes, you guys get to the office. I don't know what's going on. Get to the office. So we go to the office. We're sitting there in the office. In the meantime, Sister Mildred comes into the room when the class is ready. She goes to plug this thing in, and the wall socket cover had fallen down. And when she shoved it in there, sparks and smoke went everywhere. And she grabbed her heart, and she come running into the office, pointing at us, saying, they tried to kill me. They tried to kill me. And we had to convince Mr. and Mrs. Cooper, who were the principals at the time, that it was not an intent to kill a nun. It really wasn't. We were there to try and get out of taking a Spanish test. But anyway, that was like the intent of my, that was my Spanish. That was the only time I really took Spanish. I didn't know how to say much more than my name is or where's the bathroom. And I know a little bit more, but not a lot more. Abby is much more fluent at it now, which is good. But I have to learn some more Spanish. You know, baño is bathroom and cerveza is beer. And if you know beer and bathroom, they'll get you through half the day anyway. So we really enjoy it down there. I'm not a big fan of flying. I absolutely hate flying. In fact, Abby came back yesterday from down there, and oh my, you got to go through Atlanta. The flight was delayed in Atlanta. And so she got into Seattle. Of course, a lot of this had to do with the government shutdown, but this one didn't. This was an odd one. I won't name the airline, but the airline pulled the jet away from the, you know, out onto the onto the runway, and then they stopped and said, well, we, ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem with the overhead bins. We have to go back to the jetway. So they go back there, and then they fueled up the airplane. Now they're going Atlanta to Seattle, 5.5 hour flight. Yeah. So that would give you a little concern. And nobody came in and looked at the overhead bins. So I think it had to do with somebody forgot to fuel up the airplane. Now, maybe that has something to do with the lack of airport workers. I don't know. But regardless, She got into Seattle, had missed the connecting flight, so they did put her on the Alaska Airlines flight at a much lower quality seat and location, but she got in, so that's all good. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of these long flights. I've only been to Europe one time. I went over, we worked a boat show in Dusseldorf, Germany, and I don't think I'll ever go back to Europe. I don't like 10-hour flights. It just drives me crazy. I can't sit on an airplane. Now, if you could lay down on an airplane, you can. I could do that. I just can't sit down in an airplane. I can't sleep sitting down. I don't know about any of you out there, but I cannot sleep sitting in a chair. I can even try and knock myself out with free drinks or whatever, but I don't like taking medication on an airplane to go to sleep, because then you wake up and you're groggy and you leave stuff on the airplane or whatever, so I'm told. So anyway, it's nice down there. It is nice to get away. Fairbanks is always going to be my home. I love the summers here. I'm never going to be gone for hunting season, but there are some times in the winter where it's really nice to get out, and I'm going to be doing some of that. But I'm going to keep doing my radio show. I talk to the guys here. I really enjoy the radio show, and I talk to the guys at the station. I'm going to try and get my setup down there where I can report from there. I could give you a fishing report. I'm sure you'd really appreciate that, Fairbanks, like a snapper fishing report from on my cousin's boat. That wouldn't piss you off, would it? Sorry. But no, I like to pay attention to what's going on in the world. I'm going to do a couple of stories on some business developments in Fairbanks. There's a lot going on. Some of it not soon enough. The gas line, which is, looks like it's going forward. They keep having news, and next month they're supposed to let us know that it's 100% go or not, but there's challenges still, and there's no real spur line plan to get cheap gas to Fairbanks. So we're going to see what happens with all that. I'm really interested in that. Energy, cheap energy is the answer, and we've never, we blew it with Susitna Dam. We've blown it spending millions and hundreds of millions of dollars studying stuff and doing nothing about it. I saw our borough the other day. Priorities of our borough are kind of screwed up. We're living in a time where things are changing in Fairbanks. Some of them I really don't like. The people have always been really good, but the government is getting like Anchorage, and that's getting scary to me. I do like the fact that they got 48,000 votes for the anti-ranked choice voting, which is they only needed 34,000. They got 48,000 signatures, so that's good. Alaska's only one of two states that operates ranked choice voting. Maine, I think, is the other one, and several other states have tried it and run the other way. So hopefully that's us. So if you didn't sign the petition against ranked choice voting, shame on you. In my opinion, we need to keep elections spare and simple. It's worked for many, many years, and we don't need to go screwing it up. So make sure you do whatever you can. The main thing is, when it comes back up on the ballot, you need to vote to get rid of ranked choice voting. I think Will Stapp came up with a great slogan for it. Stop the mess, vote yes. Because it's going to be vote yes to get rid of it. This is a vote to get rid of it, so we're going to be voting yes if you don't like ranked choice voting. But stop the mess, vote yes. That was a slogan I voted for. I don't know what they ever decided. But anyway, that's politics. That's what it's going to be. Anyway, starting to hopefully get some more snow here, be able to get out and play in the snow. I need to get up to the good pasture because a bear got in a few cabins right around ours. So as soon as we can get up there, maybe after Thanksgiving, make a run up and see if the bear got in. It's a big bear, too, a big old grizz. They've got it on game cam up there, and it tore up a couple of cabins. So hopefully it didn't get into one of our lower cabins. But we'll get up there after Thanksgiving and the river's a little tighter and check it out. Anyway, that is it for another episode of The Outdoor Show. Thanks for putting up with me. This is Craig Campo doing The Outdoor Show in Fairbanks. Stay warm out there. Drive safe and be good to each other.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.